At a district-wide assembly, Wrangell's Evergreen Elementary students said farewell to one of their teachers.
I love you, Mr. Knorr.
You're teaching children, obviously, like academics, but you're also instilling like values, like, now, you know, say please, thank you, use your manners.
That's how Knorr describes his duties at home, but he also serves in Alaska's Army National Guard. He joined at age 17. He expected his service to look like the commercials he saw, helping Alaskans after natural disasters.
I joined not thinking that there was ever going to be a war. I guess you like always like, wonder if there's going to be a war. You know, that would be interesting. I remember sitting in high school and then 9/11 happened and I was like, oh, crap.
He's been deployed to Iraq twice and Cuba once. He does security and military policing. His tours last about a year or less and cycle about every 4 to 5 years. During his 18 years in the force, he also studied and became a teacher. He met his wife Edna in the process when they both attended the School of Education at the University of Alaska, Anchorage.
I didn't know what a mass text was, so I get this mass text that said, hey, who, you know, like, you want to go hang out? And I thought she was directly texting me. And I was like, yeah, cool, all right. And it wasn't until later she said, no, that was a mass text. It goes out to a bunch of different people. I said, oh, so it wasn't special for me.
Now they're married and have 2 kids.
I get a lot of people in town that ask, like, well, how do you feel about this? You know, he's leaving, this and that. And I just kind of look at him. I'm like, well, I kind of knew marrying him what he married first. he married the Army first, so.
When you come back, I'll probably be an inch taller than you, to Dad.
An inch taller than him?
Yes.
Oh, man, you plan on growing that much?
And then when I'm fully grown...
That's Matt and Edna's kid, Arabella. She's 8. They have another girl, Roslyn, who is 3. Knorr's family has had to learn how to deal with the distance from his last deployment to Cuba.
You know, there's times that it gets really frustrating, and I'm kind of over it, you know, and... You know, being a single mom is never easy at all. I don't know how all those single parents do it.
Matt and Edna don't like to say they get used to the distance, but they do accept it, and they do get used to it. The family talks, and video applications like Skype and FaceTime make it better. The Knorrs even started their own YouTube channel to share moments from their day. And gifts literally go a long way. He says he calls the local flower shop often.
Yeah, and you were actually in the store when I called. And she didn't answer the phone. I was like, it's ringing and ringing. I was waiting. And finally she picks up the phone. She goes, hey, I knew it was you. Your wife just left. I didn't want to pick up the phone while you were in here. And I said, oh, was she looking at anything? She's like, yeah.
Matt and Edna have to figure out how to keep the kids happy too. One thing they came up with is a daddy doll. It's more like a pillow than a stuffed animal, but it has a full-length photo of Matt on it. As an adult, it's kind of strange, but it does the trick. Here's Arabella.
I love him a lot, and it seems like he's really here.
Like he's really here, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've caught her when she was younger talking to Daddy Doll, especially when she had to go sit in timeout, and she wasn't happy with why.
As the girls get older, Edna knows she'll be having more hard talks with them.
One conversation I had with Arabella, she said, it's not fair that Dad has to go. You know, and she was very upset at that time. And I said, you know, it takes a very special person to do what Daddy does, you know. And he not only protects us as a family, but he protects this country. And, you know, yeah, and that we just gotta, you know, be here waiting for him when he comes home.
But Knorr's service could come to an end soon. He will be able to retire in 2020. His deployment to Kuwait is expected to last a year. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.